No lovelier day than the day you squirmed in my arms with the brownest eyes, the softest chin, and a cry that took me by surprise. The greatest joy I'd been blessed, and she came a little smaller than expected, but no less precious. And with one look at you, I already knew the world would be as in love with you. I always thought by 10 you'd be the top of your class. By 15, a little prim with a love for all things mommy did. At 17, beloved, surrounded by friends, and some boyfriend problems that I could amend. But definitely by 23, with a college degree, the whole world would be awaiting with open arms to welcome you. You'd be married by 30, some grandkids would be nice. You'd make it past 50, and I'd hope to see it all through. So, why did 25 take you? Can I reverse time to hold you one more time? Catherine, give me a little comfort. I need a little help for the hurt. Do you hear me? Can you reach me one more time? Catherine, I wish I could tell you one more time how much I love you. I pray for another chance to dry your eyes and hold your hands. If I could take your place, believe my dear, Mama would do it in a heartbeat. I don't mind a little sunshine to know you're here. But through the toughest days, the brightest sun was by my side. Each time you smiled. Forget the pleasantries. Should I have lent an extra ear or shoulder to carry your burdens 100 times older? Over? Catherine, give me the strength to miss you another day.